State Line, October 25th, 1928. This is WMNZ bringing you news of the world. On the presidential campaign trail, Herbert Hoover and Al Smith have agreed to reach across the aisle for a mutual agreement on sugar beet tariffs. This is good news for Minnesota farmers, and good news for cookie makers the world over. In downtown St. Paul, G-men storm a dozen speakeasies with hopes at aiming a blow at the center of organized crime. Go get 'em, Johnny Law! Tonight's broadcast of News of the World is brought to you this evening by Margaret Olson's Sugar Beet Sugar. Sugar Beet Sugar, the sweet down-home taste of Minnesota values. In boxing, Gregory Poindexter dominated the welterweight competition with Arlo McCarthy last night, winning by decision. McCarthy kept Poindexter on the ropes in the first two rounds, but Poindexter was able to draw him into the center of the ring and wear him down with a series of rabbit punches to the midsection. On Wall Street today, sugar beet futures have stabilized at 90 cents a share after setting a record low yesterday. This price represents 50% of their all-time high of $1.80 a share. And while wheat and corn are up half a cent, pork belly futures remain slumped. In football, Earl Rucksack Johnson led the Decorah Cornhuskers to victory over the St. Paul Pioneers when he received a kick return at the 50-yard line and ran the field to break the tied score by a single touchdown. Final score, 21-14 Cornhuskers. Better luck next time, boys. This has been the News of the World. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same channel. Thank you and good night.